वैष्णव नामाचार्य हरिदास्ताको की पैम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य पवनितानंद श्रीद्वैत गिरा श्रीवासी गौर भक्तवृंद श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविंदा श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति गंगा माई की आमनमय की सामवेत भक्तवृंद की गौरी संभव की गौरी श्री गुरु अंगरंग गौ पमनंदे जय जय श्री श्री चंद्र जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्तवृंद जान लांबी गौ बुझाओ कान का दातो संकीर्तन आय के पितरो कमल आय तक्षो विश्वम्बरो बीज भरो युग धामा परो वंदे जगत प्रिय करो करुण बचारो कर सत्याय जगन्नाथ सताय च सभ्यचाय सपुत्राय सकवत्वाय नमः ओके Chaitanya Charamrita, Madhya 20, verse 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. There's a lot of good verses in this. What? We're stuck on one. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan.
Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata
Jivir Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare
Janam.
Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam. Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Krishna
Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan.
Krishna
Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata
Jivir Hoi Gyan.
Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apanare Janam.
Shastra Guru Atma Rupe.
Shastra Guru Atma Rupe.
In the form of Vedic literature.
In the form of Vedic literature.
The spiritual master.
The spiritual master.
And the super soul.
And the super soul.
Apanare.
Apanare.
Janana.
Janana.
Informs about himself.
Informs about himself.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
Lord Krishna.
Mora.
Mora.
Mai.
Mai.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Lord. Trata,
deliver,
jiver, of the conditioned soul.
Hi,
there is
gyan,
knowledge.
Translation.
The forgetful Conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, and he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditioned life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Purport. Being forgetful of his real position, the conditioned soul may take help from Shastra, Guru, and the Super Soul within his heart. Krishna is situated within everyone's heart, as Super Soul is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridaye junatishtati brahmayam sarva bhutani yantra rudani maya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are cheated as on a machine made of the material energy. Gita 18:61. As the Shaktivesh avatar, Vyasadeva, Krishna teaches the conditioned soul through Vedic literature. Krishna externally appears as a spiritual master and trains the conditioned soul to come to Krishna consciousness. When his original Krishna consciousness is revived, the conditioned soul is delivered from the material clutches. Thus, a conditioned soul is always helped by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in three ways: by the scripture, the spiritual master, and super soul within the heart. The Lord is a deliverer of the conditioned soul and is accepted as the Supreme Lord of all living entities. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18:66, Sarudharmam parityaja mamekam charanam braja ahantam sarvapejo mokshishtam asucha. The same instruction is found throughout all Vedic literature. Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru act as the representatives of Krishna, and the Krishna consciousness movement is also taking place all over the universe. Whoever takes advantage of this opportunity becomes liberated. Omagana tamarandasya gananjana shavakaya chakshun miritam jena tasmai shi gurave namah. Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Apnare Janam Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivir Hoi Gyan. The forgetful conditioned soul is educated by Krishna through the Vedic literatures, the realized spiritual master, and the super soul. Through these, he can understand the Supreme Personality of God as he is, and he can understand that Lord Krishna is his eternal master and deliverer from the clutches of Maya. In this way, one can acquire real knowledge of his conditional life and can come to understand how to attain liberation. Hare Krishna. So forgetful, this is a theme here, these verses. The jiva is forgetful. There's quite a few verses about this. One forgets, Maya Mugda Jiva Nahi Svata Krishna Gyan. On his own, he would never be able to. The comparison is someone swimming in the middle of the ocean. Sometimes we read about someone swimming, they get either swept out to sea by some undercurrent. They were just swimming by the shore, and then most of the time you drown. But every once in a while, someone finds you, a small boat going by. And this lady in the West Coast, she got swept out 7 miles. She was 7 miles from where she went out on the beach. And some guy was going by in a small boat. He had two people with him, and he saved her, so he became a big hero. So the guru is like that. But imagine, even you're out in the middle of the ocean, the boat capsizes, sometimes like the Titanic, or that many boats, we don't even know how many boats. Every week you hear about, they find some boat galleon from the 400 years ago. It has all these treasures. It's sunk in the middle of off the coast of Spain or off the coast of somewhere. And then they fight over who should get all the booty, who should get all the riches. the local country or the guys who found it, they have a deal, they have to make a deal, international law. But so imagine all the people that drowned there, they were flapping around in the ocean. Some of them, they didn't immediately drown, and this happens like, you know, that's why there's a lot of landlubbers, you don't go out into the sea. But this was some chance that you take, you go out, and you can drown. So it happens that the guru is the hero. He goes around, he goes and he saves. But most, the conditioned souls, they don't realize they're in this bhava-sagara, bhava-sagara-rasya, param-param-jigamishu-bhava-sagara-rasya. This verse was chanted by Mahaprabhu. Chanted means Mahaprabhu is siksharta-meka purusha-purana. He's the original teacher, just like it says here. He's educated by Krishna. And Mahaprabhu is known, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, siksharta-meka-purusha-purana. He's the original Shikadiya Shabnadiya, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Shikadiya Shabnadiya. Very good poet, Bhaktivinoda. That's like saying, you know, the understatement of the universe. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is such a great person that we can't even, it takes lifetimes to even study and familiarize. Like in one life, you ask devotees who've been around 50 years or more and say, how much can you recite of Bhaktivinoda? But he's the greatest person. So, and he is composed according to time and place. The acharyas come and they compose, they do various, so conditioned souls are saved. You just have to bring your mind to those shastras, as it is. So the guru shastra, guru mukha padma vakya chitte, the guru mukha, the lotus mouth of the guru, Mukha Padmavak, Chitte Te Koyakya. We want to bring our chit consciousness and make it one with the purpose, but to eliminate all the mundane garbage in our mind, which is also Nahisvata Krishna Gaya, not possible on our own. Therefore, it's been supplanted, pushed. I'm pushing it on you. Just like that nice anecdote of Gurudas, he was asking Prabhupada that, what does it mean, the mercy? He was asking a question like that on a morning walk, and then most of us weren't there. Of course, a few people were there, but we heard. All of a sudden, you hear Gurudas giggling, and but Prabhupada was saying, you could hear him, says, if I'm walking by you in, somewhere in, like in the street, and I push $100,000, even now $100,000 might be worth something, but still, so he pushed into Gurudas's like belly. And he said, here, here's $100,000. So that's a very concrete way to understand the mercy, but of course it's much greater than the $100,000. So the anugrahaya bhaktanam. By mercy, the living entities are saved by the anugraha. Madanugrahaya paramam. Arjuna addresses Krishna, beginning 11th chapter of the Gita. Madanugraha, you've shown me this mercy, and by this mercy, now I can see everything. So, although Krishna was directly his spiritual master, but what does Krishna say? Approach the spiritual master. Tadvidhi panipan, then bow down. He empowers such gurus. Gurus empower. Even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where everybody didn't go, to Mahaprabhu to get initiated and bother him. No. Bhagavat Paragya Bhagavat Astani. You should go to the Bhagavat, the Mahabhagavat. Dui Mahabhagavat. There's two Bhagavats. Dui Bhagavat. There's the Shastra. There's the Shastra Bhagavatam and the person who is the Bhagavatam, the walking Bhagavatam. Prabhupada would often say that his spiritual master was a walking encyclopedia, but not just encyclopedia, mundane encyclopedia, but all shastric knowledge. When we read, just think, when I remember Chaitanya in 1974, he was attempting to translate Chaitanya Bhagavat, and he didn't have sufficient grasp of he gave up. But Prabhupada was insisting that not only you have to do the slokas, he always insisted that you have to have the purports. So more than anyone, Pandrik Vijayaniti will know. But there were some devotees who translated just the slokas, but Prabhupada was insisting that purports had to be there. We were looking at one verse last week about Vishnu Priya, how she left her material body. And so Bhaktisiddhanta quoted how her body actually is spiritual body. And he quoted I don't even remember how many shlokas about that. It must have been 18, 20 pages. Just went on. Right? How many shlokas did he quote? You can't even count the shlokas because each page has about average 5-6 shlokas, sometimes half a shloka. And there's like page after page after page. So was Bhaktivinoda Thakur, did he get out of his phone and look in the database, or did he, what was he doing? How did he know all that? You know, we so dependent on that. So it was probably so insistent that if you, just the verses. In fact, when we hear sometimes amazing that Prabhupada in the beginning, he was using Bhagavad Gita, he was using, so many times he would decry Dr. Radhakrishna, but they were using his Gita translations. Prabhupada said, that translations are okay. But his purports are really bad and dangerous. And he would explain how they were dangerous. So the spiritual master, Tannasan Dashito Dapta Dushtaram Nishtikirsha Satin Kaling Sataharam Pungtang Karnadar. He's the captain of the ship. We accept you as the captain of the ship. These Shonaka and the sages were saying to Sutta Goswami. He himself didn't feel qualified. He was always. Sutta Goswami was offering his respects to Sukadeva Goswami. And Sutta Goswami, he's offering respects. You can read his prayers. Paramahamsa Ashram. He says, those who are in the Paramahamsa Ashram, in his prayers, they can understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. So here the Vedic knowledge is referenced. But many times Vedas are not seeing Veda, Vadarata Partha, Nanyarastiti Vadana, Trigunya Vishaya Veda. These Vedas are simply minimized by Krishna himself. He says, I am Veda, right? Vedanta Krit Veda Vid, Ibechaham. So Veda Vyas, he's the form of Krishna, and he composes the Vedas. And he himself is glorifying Narad Muni. Like in the fifth chapter, first canon, what is that shloka? He's glorifying him that Arka Trilokim Antaschero Vayogatna Sakshi. You are just like the Arka, the sun, that can enter anywhere in a dark place, like the air, and you can penetrate the internal region of everyone if they're receptive. He's addressing spiritual masters. So the spiritual master can enter in. He can enter in. Those who have a powerful spiritual master, everyone knows Prabhupada was very powerful. Hundreds of accounts of Prabhupada piercing the external coverings of the disciples. They're receptive. Other people who aren't receptive, then they didn't get the mercy. But anyone who is a little purified in Prabhupada would look, just look at you, and and all doubts are gone. So the spiritual master is the personified Shastra, as it says. It practically, they're all said in one word here, a samas word. Shastra Guru, Guru Chaitya Rupe. Jiva Sakshat Nahitate Guru Chaitya Rupi. The Jiva is covered, and therefore he doesn't see Krishna, but it says the Guru appears, the Krishna appears as Guru, and he delivers the living energies in the form of the Guru. But Guru without Shastra, he's not Guru. Yashastra vidim utsraja vachate kamakalata nasa siddhim avapnati. Krishna says in the Gita, one who rejects the Shastra, he's doomed. He doesn't get any what to speak of. So Shastra vidim utsraja, one has to take the Shastra, and the Guru is the personification of Shastra. Sarvadanta Shalamhi, Bhagavatam Ishate, Tadrasamri Tiptasya. One gets a taste, just like when someone, you hear, I know, for instance, someone gave me, they gave me a Bhagavad Gita on Frederick Street, a small Bhagavad Gita, like this big. And it had Bhagavad Gita, but there was no purport or anything. That was before the first Gita came out. So I was looking at it. But, you know, it was like, okay, that looks interesting, you know. 11th chapter, I looked through, I saw the 11th chapter, really far out. Well, this is kind of far out. Has a lot of far out stuff in it, you know. It attracts your attention. Aishvarya Ganate, but this Aishvarya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to minimize the Aishvarya. Shitil, it makes bhakti weaker. But in the beginning, one is attracted, just like first steps in God realization we were reading recently in Bhagavatam. So someone becomes attracted by that. Till he gets up further, we're going in third, fourth chapter soon. Sukadev's prayers. So you can even read Sukadev's prayers, and if you don't have guru or you don't have the purport, or then it might not be so impressive. But I remember when we discovered that Prabhupada had chanted this Sukadev Goswami's prayer. So just like the Sukha parrot, when the parrot tastes the fruit, this is kind of symbolic. I don't know how many of us are eating fruit that tasted by a parrot. I don't know, by the mango. We don't know, and you might see it. Usually if there's something's eaten off of it, devotees, or nobody wants to eat it. You see, I know in Maui we used to go out, there were so many mangoes down the road that we used to go out and pick them like for breakfast many times. And they were just like falling all over, you know. Nobody even cared. There were so many mangoes. I don't know how it is now, it's like 1970. So all the mangoes, so we wouldn't care if something's chipped, we'd take it. Fresh mango, sometimes on the ground, mostly picking. So the mango anyway, but Sukadevi's tasted it. So similarly, when Prabhupada tastes, he has the taste, he's able to give the taste. Krishna dite para. Krishna se toma, Krishna dite. You have Krishna, you can give Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, please give me Krishna. Dai Prabhupada pache. I'm running after you. So we should be running after Prabhupada. Reminds me when we go see Vijayananda, right? He was in very bad shape. And he had the Prabhupada going on a big screen right in front the whole time, right up to the end. Nothing but Prabhupada, like that. That's a great thing when you think about it. And he was lying, he couldn't even speak after a while, but Prabhupada videos going, stuck to that. Swayam samokirya shudustaram dhyumam. In one of those prayers, that's one of the prayers, the Garbha Stuti prayers. And so the prayer, Prabhupada actually gives a purport there in the second, third chapter of Bhagavatam, 10th canto. So very nice verse there. It describes the guru and the relationship of guru and Krishna. Prabhupada quotes Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. Both of them, he says, the Guru is required. Nahi Mile Bhaja Hari Ai. What does Jagadanda Pandit say? Janame Janame Sabe Pita Matra Pai. Life after life, one gets a mundane father and mother. Janame Janame Sab Pita Matra Pai. Pita Matra. You get Pita and Matra every life. You may be the greatest rascal, but how can you get here without father and mother? So Jagadanda Pandit reminds us a very nice little verse. But only Guru Mile, what does it say? Hari, Bhaja Hari Ai. Only very rarely will you get this human form and then get the meet the Guru and meet Krishna. So one should not meet. I want you to take full advantage of that. So in the prayer of the Devas, Krishna, Swayam Samutirya Sudustaram, this material world, Bhavarnamam Bhimam, Bhimam means a very heavy-duty, horrible ocean, Bhavarnamam Bhimam, Adabra, Adabra Sohrada. So Adabra Sohrada means, Adabra means incessant. He's incessantly friendly. The spiritual master is incessant. He's overflowing with love. Advaita Sohrada. Maitra Karuna. He's full of friendship and full of mercy. Parama Karuna. So therefore the prayer says, Swayam Samuttirya, one can cross Samuttirya. This verse has Trata. It's like a similar word. Like Gayatri. One is delivered by chanting Gayatri. So when we're fortunate, then we get Gayatri from the Guru. We shouldn't minimize the Gayatri mantra. Many people, they stop chanting Gayatri. But Triya means to, Trata also, to deliver Swayam Samuttirya Sudutam Dhyumam. Dhyumam means like the sun, just like Vyasadeva addressed. Just see, Vyasadeva is incarnation of Krishna. Why should he be submissive? I'm incarnation of Krishna. Now he's not puffed up though. He's accepting Narad Muni as his spiritual master. Therefore he says like that. I accept you just like the sun, just like the air. You can penetrate the inner core of anyone. Swayam Samuttirya Sudustaram Dhyumam, the sun. Bhavanamam Bhimam Adabhya Sohrada. Bhavam Nidaya, what does it say? Navamatrite. So they leave a boat, even though they've gone on. It says, the last line says, Nidhaya Yata Swaranugraho Bhavan. Anugraha, again, by their mercy, they not only took the boat, but that boat is not mundane. That boat is still there. They're leaving all the shastras, all their commentaries, stacked up. I can't even read it. I have these books. Bhanaswami, he translated many of the commentaries of Sanatana, Jiva, Vishwanath, and so and it is stacked up. You know, Lagu Bhagavatamrita, Lagu Toshini, Brihat Toshini. Fat books, fat book, fat book, fat book. You can't read it in 1,000 years. No one can complain that I don't have any reading now. What fool will say, yeah, I read all that? Yeah, you may have read something. But this, and it's newer and newer, just like if you go and you look at Brahma's prayers, there's 40-something prayers, right? At least 40. You'll find that, wow, I saw this one, Gurvarka, Titaranti. I was looking at those words, and the Guru is like the sun, and he's giving the light of this knowledge, and Titaranti. He's giving the knowledge that those who are realized, they know Swayam, what is Krishna? Swayam eva atmanatmana. Only Krishna can really know, Arjuna says. But we can get a taste through the Guru. Guru has a full taste. We're always hankering for that taste. Mahaprabhu says that taste. So what is that taste? So when we hear Prabhupada, there's a recording. Prabhupada is chanting Sukadeva's prayer. On our own, Swata Krishna Nahi Swata. On our own, we might read it, that's nice. But when you hear Prabhupada chanting it, it's like there's Prabhupada's giving maybe 5 chapters from the Adi Lila. He's chanting the Bengali slokas. So it's very nice. You can read it, that's very wonderful, but just hearing Shut Va Gunam Bhuvana Sundara Shindatam. That's the verse Rukmini said. By hearing about Krishna, she hadn't met Krishna, but just by hearing, she was completely attached. Shutva Gunam. So there's so many gurus also. Krishna enumerates the gurus in 11th canto, 24, 28 gurus, even the. So we can see, someone mentioned the other day, Krishna probably took the guru as some postman told, postal person, worker, told him to print book. Doctor told him to go on a walk. So Krishna's appeared in so many ways like that. Not that he's an initiating guru, but he's appearing in so many ways to give us instruction. What to speak of the shastras. And Krishna says in Gita, Yasya Sarve Samarambhat Kama Sankalpa Bhajita Gyanagni Dugdha Karmana. Gyanagni, he compares this gyan that we're getting to a fire. Someone's listening to Bhagavatam. Gyanagni Dugdha Karmana Tamahu Panditambhu. Someone who's a pundit, and then he reads fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So there's a relation, there's such a direct intrinsic relationship between this knowledge and burning up your karma. Right? Every endeavor, it says, yasya sarve samarambha kamasa. Every endeavor is devoid of sense gratification. So this chapter 4 is especially known as this Gyan chapter, Gyana Yoga. Nahi Gyanina Sadrisham Pavitrami Hivijite Chatswayam Yoga Sam Siddha. So Krishna is giving that, and he's giving it through the spiritual master. What knowledge would we have of Gita? So many people, we probably talked about it so many times. There were 600 Gitas, probably now there's more. If there were 600, there might be 1,200. So they're giving some kind of thing, some kind of shadow of Bhagavad Gita. But as it is, you don't get. Gyanadni dugdha karma. Nahi gyanina sadrisham pavitram. In this world, there's nothing as sublime as this transcendental knowledge. So we don't minimize transcendental knowledge by this yadgyatva neha bhuyo nyadgyatavam avashishite. Krishna tells Arjuna, I'll give you this knowledge, there will be nothing else to know. Mundane or spirit. Mundane, he says. Transcendental. Noumena, Prabhupada calls it numinous and phenomenal. So he's giving, all knowledge is coming from Krishna, the ocean of knowledge. Saragamam Nayama Harnavaya Namo Pravarga Prayana. The Gajendra's prayers describes this ocean of transcendental knowledge. So if we want to swim in the ocean of prema, premambudo viharane yadi chittipite tanya chanda sharanam charanam pratu. Take full shelter of Mahaprabhu, and you want to get out of this mundane birth, ocean of birth and death. Sankirtanam ratarase ramate manaschet. Manaschet. Samsara sindhu. This is Samsara sindhu. There's an ocean of samsara. Again, bhutva bhutva pradeti. Birth again and again in the material world. There's only that. Ikantino yashina kantina vanchanti vavarava. Gajendra says in his prayers, to be one-pointed, those who are one-pointed and have no other material attachment. Namo kinchana vittaya vitti, nivitta guna vitti, atma ramaya, shamtaya, nivitta guna, kaivalya patiya. Those who are interested in kaivalya, oneness, they're also, Kunti Devi tells them, that's all right, you're interested in this oneness, but he's the Lord of the kaivalya patiya, the Lord of. Prabhupada said in two lines of Kunti Devi's prayers, there's more knowledge than an entire Western philosophy. He had some axe to grind sometimes. Many devotees are quoting, Bhaktivinoda sometimes quoted in his early writings, Western philosophy. If you're an expert, you can maybe do that and point. And Prabhupada had his book with Hayagriva and Shyamasundar where he addressed these things. Rarely he would say, oh, Socrates, yes, he said like this. Something. But generally, there's some actual Ganis. He said, no, he's on the level of Brahma Bhuta, Socrates, something like that. Especially he mentioned that. But generally, we don't care for that. So Prabhupada said in two lines, Bhavesmin klishamananam avijikama karma bi. In these two lines of Kunti Devi, there's so much knowledge, you see. Avijikama karma. Bhave Asmin. We're taking birth in this material world, which is Bhava, Bhava Sagarasya. Kunti Devi says she's a simple woman. She's not that was so simple that people are studying her prayers for the past 5,000 years. Bhava Asmin, and we're suffering. What is the result? Bhava Asmin, Klesha Mananam. Just see those few words. Bhava, in this Bhava, material world, Klesha Mananam, everyone's suffering. That's it. Bhava Asmin, Klesha Mananam, Avidya, due to Avidya Kama Karmabhi. Because they're in the clutches of karma, due to kama, material desires. Kama bikamam, Prahlad says. Kama bikamam. It's just like nectar. What is that verse in the 11th chapter? 11th canto. There's a several verses. Bhaktivinoda Thakur often cites these verses that just like the candy, so the shastras are so much nectar. You know, it's not just straight knowledge, but in the form of poetry, like Rupa Goswami's poetry when Ramananda Roy was Sarvabhauma, all these great personalities that were listening, astounded. Wow, they didn't even know Rupa Goswami. He just came there, and he was writing. And just before that, Mahaprabhu found one verse from Vidagdha Madhava. So he was extolling the glories as though he had 1,000 mouths. Glorifying Rupa Goswami. So then his intimate followers like Sri Gama, they were anxious to say, who is this Rupa Goswami? Whoa. They were like waiting, you know. But he was too shy, he didn't want to even speak. And he was composing his Vidagdha Madhava and his Lalita Madhava. So then he was being induced, come on, chant a few verses. Let's hear, what are you writing? He was just so shy, so humble. So the verses became so amazing. One verse is quoted 3 times in one chapter by Krishnas Kaviraj. That verse about the holy name. Karnabhu Devyaspriyam Chaita Prangana Sangani Vijayate Savarandhyana Kutim No Jane Janita Kiyad Viramita. So if we just say, chant Krishna, that's okay. But if then, Prabhupada said, if you have some intelligence, you can read book. If you have not too much intelligence, you can just chant. So some people can just chant. That's okay too. One time Prabhupada said, all this knowledge that we're giving, just to get the fools to chant Hare Krishna. Other times he said, Srimad Bhagavatam verse is just as important as Hare Krishna. There was that instance in 76 when Prabhupada was lecturing in Mayapur, Gaur Purnim, about the Prahlad's prayers. So it came one day, and every day people were chanting, there were 5-7 sannyasis would chant, and then other people would chant. Everybody couldn't chant, there's like 400 people, but still, there's about so many people would chant. So one day, somehow or other, Pushta Krishna, I think only 1 or 2 sannyasis chanted, and then he just started doing the word meaning. I always forget which Prahlad prayer. So then Prabhupada stopped him and he said, "What? Everyone must chant. Why are you stopping?" Then he said that statement, interesting statement. This is Srimad Bhagavatam verse as good as Hare Krishna. Yeah, so don't minimize verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Panashana. This Bhagavatam, it destroys sinful reactions. That's the minimal entry level. It gives prem. Premam Buddho Viharane Yari Chitta Bhaktish. And we hear about so many things. Prema Gadgadaya Vacha. When Prahlad Maharaj began to chant his slokas, I mean, he's a little boy, but he got the mercy of Narsingadeva, and then he could chant all these slokas. Wow. We should think, man, I wish Narsingadeva would touch my head. So then Prahlad, he was already in ecstasy, even before that he was in ecstasy, described that he couldn't even come. Krishna Graha Grahita Ma. Naveda Jagat Idrisham, when his mother would give him prasad, he couldn't even, he was only a little boy, but he wouldn't even come for prasad because Krishna Graha Grahita, he was hit by Krishna. Graha means a planet, the Krishna planet. Krishna Graha Grahita. Naveda Jagat, he couldn't understand. How is the universe going on without Krishna consciousness? Even though he was only 4 or 5 year old boy. Of course he had heard the Bhagavatam, Narad Muni, when he was in the womb. Naveda. Naveda means he didn't know. Jagat Idrisha. How this Jagat going on? What's going on out here? What to speak of Hiranyakashipu? Then he has his father who's such a rascal. What did he tell his father too? Naisham Matish Tavara Rukramang Green Spishakyanarka Bhagamo Yadarka Mahiya Sampada Yobishekam. Naskinchananam Navanita Yava. We heard recently of how Prabhupada chanted that shloka, and the three shlokas, to John Lennon and Yoko Ono, but the way he chanted was so ecstatic. They used to play it on the thing here. It was like every day you hear it. Now that I never hear it, but it was on somehow, it was on here. Matina Krishna Parato Sotoba. No use trying to imitate Prabhupada doing it, but he quoted that, those prayers that Griha Bratana means they've taken a vow to remain attached to the Griha forever and ever. They wanted a blessing. Actually, Yoko Ono, that's why she rejected Prabhupada. She asked Prabhupada for a blessing that she and John could stay together forever, you know, the next life and forever. Actually, they broke up for about 8-10 years. Anyway, they went back. But she wanted a blessing. And Prabhupada said, that is not possible. You cannot. This is just a temporary, you know. Ah, she was so offended. So there was some disagreement. And Prabhupada left that house. And then just right after he left, there was a big storm and the whole side of the house was smashed by a giant tree. It's kind of weird. Anyway. So, Griha Vritanam. So that verse Prahlad told about to his father, that unless one takes the dust, bathes in the dust, Mahiya Sampada Rajo, rolling in the dust, one should bathe in the dust of such a devotee who is Niskinchanana. There's not one desire. So that's what we try to do. We take Prabhupada, we know that he's free of material desire. He has no. Ironically, then they would say that this was some sort of brainwashing, that the guru was some big shot, and he's. When Prabhupada was in 76, he was being interviewed in New Delhi by these news people. They sound quite young, actually. And they say, Swamiji, but blah, blah, blah. In India, we are supposed to be advanced, but we're suffering. He said, no, you're not advanced. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared here, Krishna, Ramchandra, all appeared here, but you have not taken it. You have Bhagavad Gita for so many thousand years. You have only your tire, he said, good to your tire plant. Then you eat your tires, you eat your nuts and bolts. And he started quoting Anad Bhavanti Bhutani in the third chapter of the Gita. Why you don't take Bhagavad Gita instead there? He goes, you should do, grow food. He said, no, I am not exploiting them. He said, rather, they're going out voluntarily 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day, and they're distributing my books. I don't even pay them. And they want to do that. And why is that? Because they saw, and Prabhupada was doing so much more than any 5,000 devotees combined. Delivering, going here, going there. Just like Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he said, he wrote a letter to his sannyasis. He was becoming Korilamba. He said, what did he say? Sannyasi. Then they became Vilasi. I gave them sannyas, but they became enjoyers. For his standard was very high. So he wrote his letter to the Gaudiya Math in Calcutta that the sannyasis have to, from now on, go barefoot. They don't take the car or the launch. Apparently there was a boat. And just go and get sweets or any kind of thing just to enjoy. And try to exploit others' wives. Rather, we don't need such sannyasis. They should rather put on a white dhoti with a tail, he said. We don't need such foppish. He used the word about 10 times in 3 pages. Foppish is kind of a word that we don't use much, but you get the idea. We've seen some very foppish people, especially the materialists. But what to speak of a sannyasi should not. Fop means that he dresses very exquisitely. There's so many types of clothes, not 3 changes of clothes, but 10, with so many, a different sweater for every hour of the day. So many types of things. Anyway, he became alarmed and he said they should serve others. They should serve others. And then others, when they're done with their false ego, everyone will perceive that and then they will serve them. So Prabhupada was on the level. Prabhupada, in the beginning, was waiting in line. People were going to the bathroom or washing their dish. Prabhupada's waiting in the line. Swamiji's waiting. They took that for granted. Oh yeah, Swamiji's waiting. Then they started to think, wait a minute, he's a Swami. He's so renounced and humble, we should serve him. Gradually this picked up. Should give him a special chair, you know, maybe we should give him a special chair. So that's the way this save is going on. We see Prabhupada absorbed in the Shastra. Kechit kevalaya bhakti vasudeva parayana agamdam banti kachnaya niharamiva bhaskara. Kechit kevalaya. Sometimes there's some bhakta. I remember in Henry Street, Prabhupada was quoting this 6.1 verses. Very intriguing, very attractive to hear it. It's not the Gopi Bhava, but it's just that Bhagavatam verses. Adunaha Mahabhagya Taivanarakandana. Yes, Prika Maharaj is a Vaishnava. He wants to know how they can be saved from hell. Hell is me. So that's how Prabhupada does it. That's how the Acharyas do it. Acharya Chaitra Vapusha Sakatim. Okay, we're ready for questions. I guess she had her hand up. I took that as a signal.
In the beginning, Prabhu, you recited part of a verse by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he said it's an understatement of the universe.
Oh, to say that he was a great poet. Yeah, he wrote great poetry, but I was trying to say that, and he used to quote several times from Krishna, from the 11th canto verse of, how does it start? Ved, Vad, I'll look it up later. But the translation given is that the doctor gives his medicine, but it's candy-coated to a child. So the medicine is there, but if we just give the medicine without the nectar. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur was expert at giving the nectar, and he gave medicine, but he gave the nectar. Not just the medicine. People don't want to take it. So. And that's also true of the dry, just like when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, bow, 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 Kori. He said, previously I was croaking like a dry, you know, what is it? That dry jackal. What's the word for jackal? That verse? Anyway, he said, I was like a jackal, the jackals of logic. Kukor Shrigal. Shrigal is a jackal, and kukor, like a dog. Anyway, Shrigal. No, that's, I'm thinking, I'm getting 2 verses tweaked out. But the jackals, Tarkik Shrigal. Tarkik is logic and argument. Tarkik Shrigal, logic. I was engaged with the jackals of logic and ball, ball, Corey, making this horrible, you know, jackals, they don't make a very nice sound. I mean, it's like dog sounds pleasant compared to a jackal, you know. Not nice at all. You see a little puppy going, it's cute sometimes, but the jackals, you know, jackals are scary. So he was saying that Tarkik Shrigal Sange, bo, bo, Corey. He said, bo, bo. You know. Bengali, they make these different sounds that try onomatopoetic. Okay, what's
was remembering, you know, seeing Prabhupada for the first time. And, you know, later on speaking with our temple president, Aviram, about, you know, how Prabhupada came at an ideal time when there was so much, you know,
he came when he came.
Political unrest and, you know, just so many inquisitive people already, and how that was the perfect time to come. And I was always struck by Aviram's comment that Prabhupada's presence on the planet that created that time, that perfect time for him to come. So it made...
That might be.
It made sense to me.
Prabhupada wouldn't say he created the time. But it's
Kali Yuga. The situation, you know, the stage.
Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma. What? Nama Sankirtan. What? Well, the microphone. They're talking, nobody's hearing it, so. You should be at least as fast as those where you put your thing in the bank and it goes right to the inside the window. Nobody heard it.
Make the statement again.
Nobody heard it.
Yeah, nobody heard it.
Kids can purport the third or fourth canto. Srila Prabhupada said that if someone wants to preach the glories of Krishna, as Srila Prabhupada did, that Krishna arranges the audience for it.
Yeah, as far as Prabhupada is concerned, he was seeing Narad Muni in his audience and Lord Brahma, but... Jatu nama garagu jaha. Are you going to talk or just look around?
Joking. So in Los Angeles, when Govinda's restaurant was on Venice Boulevard, I don't remember the year, but this is after John Lennon left his body.
What happened?
Yoko Ono and her two sons, very nice looking boys.
Talk a lot.
They came to the restaurant.
Were you there?
Yeah.
You were in the restaurant when they came in?
Yeah, we were all there. And
was it planned or there was actually just came in?
They just came. And so then, because there was a book rack right inside the door, and you know that book with John Lennon and Prabhupada, yeah. George was there. And so anyway, they came in, and they were very nice. And the boys were talking to him, they were very nice. She was very, you know, really nice. And they took prasad. The whole thing was really, really
That's it?
Nice.
So they showed her the book? They gave her the book?
No, they just...
They probably knew about the book.
They gave her the chorus.
But she liked, I mean, everything was really... She was very, you know, like a devotee. Just like that.
Great.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, and well, you know, everyone knows, or some people don't know, John was just shocked. The devotees were there, and he heard Hare Krishna, the last thing he heard, right? You know that.
So yeah.
Who? John Lennon. Oh. He's in the hospital, and there were some devotees that sent there for some, I forget what reason, and Yoko said to him, oh, John, Hare Krishna's are here, and he expired. Anything else?
Well, you know, there's a lot going on. Krishna's filling everybody's desire. You know, I mean, in Prabhupada, you know, the spiritual masters usually don't present themselves as Vishnu Tattva. You know, I mean, they do create auspiciousness for the disciples, no question there. It's not like they're like, you know, Zeus, you know, kind of carrying on like that. But
I don't think anybody here thinks that the guru creates.
Yeah, so I mean, when you're framing it, you know, Prabhupada just got in a boat and showed up, and poof, you know, all of a sudden, you know, everything changed, and there was a bunch of hippies came out of nowhere. You know, they weren't there before. Looking, you know, I mean, Krishna made all the arrangements, brought everybody together. I guess, you know, because it's a personal process, and there's desire on both sides, both the spiritual master and the disciple. You know,
yeah, that's
Church of Master creates the opportunity, but his mercy is there for everyone. But the rocks don't take it, but the fertile field does absorb it and produces something very auspicious for that exchange.
But also his presence on the planet before he even got on the ship.
All right, so what about Bhaktisiddhanta? And it was Bhaktivinoda. And they're all on the same page here, trying to create auspiciousness, you know? And, you know, where's Krishna? He's the one who's orchestrating all this. You know, he's the one making all these arrangements.
Krishna, Guru Rupa Krishna Kori, Karan. He delivers the spirit, the living entities, through the Guru.
Yeah.
Appears as the Guru. So that's all we need to know. Anything else?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That's it.